Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special election trending episode. Woo! It's Wednesday evening. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is what's trending. Down to Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia.
And North Carolina, too. They haven't called that one either.
Yeah, I gave up on North Carolina.
That's definitely the one Trump has the best chance of keeping, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, Biden's got a lot of work to do there.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this point, Michigan's been called, Wisconsin's been called. Arizona's getting tense. I mean, as we record, like, the first part of the late early vote, which is, like, so fucking, the ones that, like, come the weekend before Election Day are now being counted. And that tends to favor Trump more. So,
I mean, people were saying, like, and that, I mean, always in Arizona, the late early vote is often Republican. I'm like, what? How is that something you can predict? But sure enough, it was like 59% Trump.
Yeah. Which is like when it's to underline how much of a fucking diarrhea induced panic show this is like, well, what's the number that he needs, like, to even eke one out? They're like 59%.
Exactly. 59%.
Like,
come on, man.
Fucking serious. Like 59.13 or some shit technically. So whatever. I mean, as things are trending, I mean, things look close all over still. So you know, they just got to keep counting. I'm definitely, you know, whatever. Let's just get through them, man. See what we got.
So I think Nevada is also close. That's only 6 electoral votes, but Nevada and Arizona together would be enough to get Biden exactly to 270. Nevada, I think we are finding out tomorrow at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific in the morning is when we're supposed to get, like, the final count from Nevada. But that one's like, it's like 3 votes difference. It's wild. It's like literally thousands down to the thousands of votes. And then Pennsylvania, which alone would be enough to get Biden there by himself. Everything else would have to be a combination of two, like Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Nevada. Pennsylvania would be enough on its own, but we won't know until noon on Friday.
Yeah.
And that's another one where we're, you know, every new update, Biden's getting closer, but he's still a damn sight away, and we're running out of votes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the thing is, it's like I guess if you're in one campaign, you'd rather be in Biden's because the outstanding votes are not in places that Trump's going to perform well in. So, you know,
yeah.
At the very least, you have some momentum versus, again, like 2016, where, like, I remember Kornack, he was just like, I don't, you know, this one might have like 14. I don't know. I mean, like, it would be, I don't know, guys. I think we took an L this round.
So I don't know. This is the more distance I get from it. No, I guess it's not distance from it. The longer we are in this, and the more, you know, the longer Trump's kind of bullshit claims that, like, somebody was cheating or that he's being cheated goes, the more I feel like we should not deprive ourselves, you know, like we've talked about, right? The Democratic Party is fucked. The mainstream media industrial complex is fucked. Together, they're like an Ouroboros of, like, having their heads up each other's asses so far that, like, they just have no grasp of reality and, like, what's actually happening in the country or, like, how class operates. That all of that being said, if we can defeat Trump, I think we deserve to celebrate, like, it's V-Day at the end of World War II, because that would be a big bullet that we were dodging.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you, who knows? It's like so hard to predict, but yeah, it's definitely much better when you don't have the White House rah-rahing this shit on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because yeah, that definitely, that'll put some pep in your step, depending on what side of things you're on. So yeah, I'm just keep telling myself the votes will show themselves to be true. And I definitely feel much easier about it, because it's not like we're not dealing with, like, anomalies that have to occur on behalf of Joe Biden for him to defeat the president. And then on top of that, yeah, like, it's like a lot of the energy on the conservative side they're not really feeling the fucking, like, they haven't really gone for the bait as much as maybe I thought they would. Like, a lot of people aren't willing to be like, this is fucking horse shit. They're stealing the election. Like, a lot of people on Fox are still kind of like, you know, like, oh, well, we'll see what happens. And, you know,
I guess
you have
the
other
votes should be counted.
Yeah. And then, you know, Chris Christie's even like, yeah, that's kind of a tough thing to say. It's kind of, it's hard for everyone to see that. Cause, like, when you look at, like, how foreign press is, like, covering what happened, they're like, Donald Trump attempted a coup at 2:32 a.m. Washington, D.C. time.
Yeah.
And, like, that's true. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's straight,
like,
up what happened, yeah.
And you forget that, like, that's really what that... It's not like, oh, here this motherfucker goes, and that's just shorthand for he's really... It's a coup. Yeah. But the one benefit we had is that this man was rambling about it the whole time. So we're like, yeah, we get it. Yeah. The votes are fake. Like, there was no surprise. There was no... I don't know. Everyone was just prepared to immediately dismiss what he had to say.
Yeah.
Which apparently
he was saying it in speeches. He was also saying it to his supporters behind the scenes. Like, I got a little secret plan that I'm going to do. And then they were telling the media. So the media, like, people were reporting on it, like, from every angle.
Yeah. The plan inside the White House's plan to steal the election. I feel like that was, like, the headline from, like, five different articles called that in the last 4 months or 3 months.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, just the idea of when I felt better about, like, Biden's chances earlier when Arizona had been called, and I was just like, all right, we can put that in that box. And, you know,
it's still me.
But, like, when I had allowed myself for a minute to, like, get into that mind space, the thing that really felt good about it is just, Or I guess it's the opposite. The opposite way of saying it would be the thing that's really scary to go back to now is just the idea of, like, that it's really scary that the police were kind of leaning into this, like, we're Team Trump now, and, like, fuck anybody who criticizes Trump, and driving through Flatbush and saying Trump 2020, and, like, that a white supremacist president who's openly white supremacist and a, you know, tacitly white supremacist police state, like, that then becomes openly and, like, unabashedly white supremacist, like, that's scary. Like, you at least want that, and it's unprecedented in our nation's history, because, like, they've at least felt like they have to you know, lie about it.
Right. I was gonna say, because I mean, I think that exists, it's just not as out in the open.
Yeah,
but for sure. Yeah, like that. I mean, because it's sort of like that clip from Bakersfield, where you kind of saw that, where police were very clearly not interested in hearing what a victim had to say if they looked like they were supporters of the Democratic Party, or against Donald Trump. And yeah, that is the stuff of nightmares, when you're like, oh fuck, like the law doesn't even work for, you know, people who, just anybody now. It's not even minorities. Like, shit, it's like it's going to be split along ideological lines. And so, you know, still lightly sweating.
But yeah, I like my taste of a post-Trump universe, and just like being able to be like, all right, we're focused, we're energized, let's fix this country, and not like just the exhaustion of just his chaos. Like, that's that's what people have been saying, is that, like, you know, that's how authoritarians oftentimes work, and that's like one of Putin's thing, is like you just have this fog of constant lies that are out there, that it becomes like exhausting for people to, you know, do the work of being a citizen.
I think it'll be nice if we're not in a fucking Trump, you know, racism scream fest for the next four. So much more to do.
Hey, man, my favorite political musician.
Let me out, baby.
A little ballad. Trump fans had a pretty good day earlier today. They they were chanting "Stop that vote" in Detroit. Stop the vote.
Okay, you want to stop it now? Count. Okay, we'll stop it right now. Okay, what are the results? Joe Biden wins. You stopped counting. He's ahead. You still want to stop counting?
Count. That was just a wild thing to see.
That was just such low
American citizens.
I mean, you know,
not surprising, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. It does take a certain level of like, oh, we're the bad guys, right? Or like, we don't want democracy, but we don't give a fuck. Like,
well, I think that's why they, again, it's hard to know, because yes, there are a group of people who are very much willing to probably do anything to possibly ensure that, you know, dear leader stays in office. But like, it was like a bunch of bored middle-aged people, and like just kind of like chanting, you know, and you're sort of like, it was interesting. I was watching a clip over the weekend on like this immigration activist was, you know, confronting these group of anti-abortion people who were like, it's murder or whatever. And the guy's like, no, seriously, if you think a murder's going on there, wouldn't you go in there and stop it? Because you know there's a murder happening. Like, don't you actually fundamentally believe that? If that's true, wouldn't you do anything to prevent a murder rather than just staying out here and being passive? Like, wouldn't you call the police when you do this? And kind of going through the thing was I'm an activist sort of dealing with immigration issues. I've laid in front of a bus willing to be run over. You know, but I don't see you guys out here with the same energy. And it just feels like just a bunch of posturing, because it's not really about what you're saying. It's just about, you know, being contrarian or just wanting to have this point, but not really living or whatever, believing your own shit. I don't know. With this one, they have the energy to go out there. But at the same time, it's like people were laughing. It just felt like, you know, it was just like some shit to go do rather than people who completely believed that they were in there completely fucking the ballots over.
Yeah. So we were talking on this morning's episode with Brandy about, or this afternoon's episode with Brandy, about how there was no Ken Bone in this election. And I think we might have our Cambone in the barbecue beer freedom guy.
Yeah.
So this PBF. Man, kind of mullet sporting, sleeveless tee rocking, and his sleeveless tee said barbecue beer freedom.
Yeah.
And then he was wearing camo shorts.
Fucking America.
He ran up behind while a Nevada polling, you know, update was happening where somebody was talking about like where we are in the count and all that stuff. Just ran up and started just shouting just the wildest shit. It was outside the Clark County Election Center, and it was just basically, this is a lie. The Biden crime family is stealing the election, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. You know, I think there will be, you know, degrees of that. I'm sure there, I don't know. I mean, I hope that there are people who are fully, you know, believing everything they're reading from Twitter and like all these other conspiracies that are coming out of far right Twitter, like about magic votes in Philadelphia and Detroit and things like that. But it, you know, it's, yeah, it's there. There's a lot of misinformation flying around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even like with that, you like the Postal Service story, you know what I mean? Like we were kind of alluding to the idea that a lot of the, those votes that apparently that were unaccounted for were manually being taken out of like the, off of the machines and being hand delivered in order to get them there in time. And that ended up being a, but it just shows like, I mean, tensions are so hot, you know, you have the Trumpers, they're about, if they're voted off the island, they're not going to like that either. But no. Yeah. Trumpism, it definitely, the Republicans have their hands full. If Trump is no longer the president, they're still trying to be like, okay, so who is it? Who actually runs this party now? Is it this fucking dude from, you know, wherever the fuck he's going to be broadcasting from?
Yeah. So let's talk about the Trump lawsuits real quick.
Yeah, they're not very good, I guess, to put them in legal terms. Yeah. There's just like, you know, Michigan, they're like, stop the count. They're like, then you lose. And like in Wisconsin, like, stop the count. Then you're going to.
Okay.
If I lost, stop bro. It right now, then, and we call it there, then you've lost. This doesn't make any sense. In Arizona, I think they're also like, stop the count. Just, they're like, what? There's no like
Wait,
sort of
sorry,
continuity.
Sorry, I forgot where yeah, I was.
There's just no continuity to a lot of these lawsuits. And you, a lot of. You know, I forget which state it was. One of the judges was like, this is not, like, I'm failing to even understand what the complaint is here, aside from you just saying, like, I'm suing to stop the votes.
Right.
It was, like, the gist. Pennsylvania, I feel like, is the only place where he seemed to have any semblance of a chance at some kind of, like, legal fuckery, since SCOTUS had already sort of commented on what was going on there and showed an openness to going along with a Trump conspiracy theory. But even then, there's not, like, a real case that they can actually bring that's indicating some kind of widespread fraud or abuse or whatever. So
what is the status of that? Like the Supreme Court weren't they like sympathetic to that?
Yeah, and saying like they were fine with like the decision that was made, but that, you know, I think Brett Kavanaugh was saying like that he could see how votes arriving after election day could, you know, fuel the idea that there might be some foul play or something. It's just like very vague, but still not just throwing cold water on it completely. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's an opening. Mm-hmm. So, but even then, I mean, when you look at how things are trending with the votes in Pennsylvania, I mean, he's looking at where the outstanding votes are. It would take a pretty considerable like shift suddenly in Trump's direction in like very strongly blue areas for Biden to not win. But hey,
but we've seen that has happened.
Yeah, we're seeing it. Yeah, everything country, well so. I mean, Arizona was a flip though, you know, so that was red in 2016, so that took a little bit of energy for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's check in with Greg Gutfeld. I've been worried about this guy. How's he dealing with all this?
Okay, he first like I don't know. Remember, like we first just hated him because he had the worst takes on like music. I'm like, Radiohead is like the worst band ever.
Is he the I don't wash my hands guy?
No, I think that's Killmead or whatever. I don't know. Okay, Kill Me Now. Kill Me. One of those guys. But Greg Gutfeld. So, you know, as the results are trickling in and, you know, you see things like Georgia begin to tighten, Pennsylvania trending the wrong way for Trump. they're looking at their own electoral map where, like, in this clip, Biden has 264 votes to Trump's 214. The feeling is not very positive on this Fox set. Right. And Greg Gutfeld, though, I don't, you know, just listen. It sounds like a guy who's like, dude, my dad didn't. Let me just start that over. Let's just go into this a different way. So he's, I think, kind of going through the process of possibly accepting that it might not go. Right. And you begin to watch him sort of game it out in his head on why it might be okay after all.
Is this from election night?
This is from today.
Oh, this is from...
This is from okay. Wednesday. Yeah, this day is from Wednesday election. Afternoon. Yes. As like we all the overnight votes began to show like a blue shift, as many people would predict.
But even more, if you think Trump is going away, this is just a second act, right? 2020 is the second act. 2024 is the third act.
No.
You don't think he's...
No.
And by the way,
no,
by the way,
stop it.
Trump presidency was a first. Trump as an ex-president is a first, is another first. Oh, and that's going to impact all of us in media, people who are on networks, people at home. We're going to have dueling presidents. He's not going to fade away. He's going to be campaigning. He's going to be doing the rallies. He understands this country and how people feel. He's not going away. And I think this country is actually less divided than we think we are, because he did great among minorities. And he actually lost. He also
minorities
lost white men.
Did not vote for Donald Trump.
Anyway, so.
Wow.
My dad just went for cigarettes. He'll be back. You'll see.
Really, really, dad's going to be back any minute now. Energy.
Yeah, just a minute. Anytime now.
Just big.
He expects
his
a
eyes
moment.
Are
minute.
Like open big. Like he.
Yeah.
He seems like he's going through something.
It's tough. You know, it's when you've gone all in on this thing. It's I don't know. I mean, again, nothing's certain. But that's definitely the attitude of someone who has accepted that the president probably is not going to win, and then wanting to remind himself of all the cool ways that, you know, he could still be around. He's going to do rallies, and you get it, because he gets it. He's not going to leave us. You think he's going to keep doing fucking rallies? I mean, he might keep do rallies and shit, because I think he'll actually, come to think of it, he can probably do the same amount of work he's even doing now, just not as president, because all he'll do is tweet, call into Fox News, and do a rally.
Yeah, we'll just be able to arrest him, and there won't be the power of the president behind any of the shit that he's
the said. White House behind him. Yeah, exactly.
We won't have to pay as much attention. And yeah, like I think there will be a great like prolonged white supremacy pep rally that Trump is at the head of, as long as he remains out of prison if he does get defeated in the election. But
right, that rally, he like if he loses, because I still want to keep that in my mind that anything is possible. That like if he loses, what that first rally looks like after he loses, you know what I mean? When it's like the comeback show, because he's gonna you know, whatever the inauguration happens, he'll be petty. He'll have his own fucking rally on inauguration day, and he's gonna be like, "Come meet me at the Superdome," wherever the fuck it's gonna be, and just see like that energy. That's really when you're gonna see kind of like what we're dealing with, because I have a feeling he's not gonna just not try and flex his power one more time, if not many times, but depending on how the legal shit goes.
He's gonna start driving around in Bigfoot, that monster truck.
Yeah.
Oh just my like God. Driving over people's
dude, like
homes.
Literally like they're
thank
like
you sir
know, when they like crush cars like across, like he's going over 14 cars, but like one car is labeled like John McCain, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like all these people, they're like, fuck yeah, bro.
They raffle off the opportunity to be in one of the cars that he drives over.
Oh shit. That's like the same shit like where I heard there was if you were giving money this last week, like it enrolled you in auto pay. To like do automatic donations, like they're really hoodwinking people on the way out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I hope it's the way out. I hope it's the way out.
Well, obviously, the most important story that we want to talk about right now is so Hillary Burton is joining her husband Jeffrey Dean Morgan on The Walking Dead.
What the fuck does that sequence of words mean?
This headline has been sitting in my Twitter trends all day for some reason, like just like as like election headlines go by, and like not really any election headlines, this has just been like here's the election. The election is happening and Twitter trends. But I've been surprised at how bad Twitter trends is at like dealing with the election. I've also been surprised at how bad the New York Times, like they didn't seem prepared for this because they like they went in with a game plan that they were going to have needles, like the probability needle, but only for states because that would like somehow erase the trauma that they put people through. I didn't watch the last election on New York Times, but I think a lot of people are still scarred by that needle.
I was like, what are you doing? Like, I was confused. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, the needle
went down.
I'm like, are y'all shooting intravenous drugs? What the fuck are you doing? What fucking needle?
First of all, they were applying the needle just arbitrarily, like to various states. Like some states got it, other states didn't. They pulled it from Georgia at one point, like the because they had too interesting a take there that like it was leaning Biden, even though Trump was up, and so they had to pull it. But yeah, it's I don't know. It was a weird, weird time.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when the needle went like, it's now going to Biden. That like was trending on Twitter. I was like, I can't with y'all. I can't do this with y'all in here. It's too
can't
much.
Can't even with y'all.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's what's trending this evening. We will be back probably tomorrow early afternoon with another update.
Yeah.
And yeah. Otherwise, we'll be keeping our eye on the trends and
riding the trends, man.
Riding the trends, bro.
See maybe, what happens.
Maybe I'll be able to stick to my promise of like actually getting off of Twitter tonight.
Yeah. Knowing that even if Arizona goes to Trump, which you could find out as you were laying your little head to rest tonight.
Yeah.
That the way things are trending in Pennsylvania, that could be found out by the end of the week, could be very, very significant as well. So there's so many permutations, little babies. Mm-hmm. Rest your weary heads.
Yeah, rest your weary head, little baby.
Or just panic. Right. You know, I don't care. Do whatever the fuck you got to do. You know, because I get it. It's just tense as fuck.
I feel like I'm losing weight, just burning calories through sheer like panic sweat.
Right. I almost put on my blood pressure cuff yesterday, but I was like, I feel like if I saw it, it would be like this feedback loop that would just make it go higher and higher. I'm like, what the fuck? Because there were times I didn't know what was happening to me physiologically.
Just the worst timing ever. I actually had a life insurance health screening today. Like, so that
are
like,
you
I got my health, I got my health insurance, like, got my blood pressure taken, like, my blood sugar checked, like, all these things that I was just like, so, like, I couldn't even, like, eat, like, total garbage last night because I knew that I wanted
in your mind, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You got to be like, yo, come on, work with me, man.
Yeah.
The fucking election, like, this, can you put an asterisk by this at the very least?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So,
well, glad you got through it.
Got through it. Hopefully, they're not like your body appears to be made of garbage.
Yeah,
we can't insure you, sir.
Your blood type is aspartame.
Yeah, I am housing a Diet Coke, but that's because I didn't give myself the luxury of having a Diet Coke.
I mean, aspartame.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this evening. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.